We are a couple of days out from Christmas, and Christmas is a wonderful time for most of us, but it can be a difficult time for many families. The Starlight Foundation does just such amazing work, giving kids and many kids who have terrible illnesses and may not actually have long. And the Starlight Foundation grants them wishes. They do a remarkable job. And at this time of the year, it's particularly important. They are running a fundraising campaign, and there is a way you can help out before Christmas Day. Matt Geraghty is the National Partnership Manager with the Starlight Children's Foundation, joins us on the program. Thank you for joining me, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
It is a difficult time of the year for quite a lot of people that maybe we don't always think about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at this time of year, everyone's focused on the holidays and celebrating the, you know, Christmas. And I guess that at this time of year, there is no less sick kids. And it's a really important time and an even tougher time for families going through this at such a, I guess, what is typically a happy time for others.
Starlight Foundation for years has been doing such wonderful work. And we all know about the granting of wishes that the Starlight Foundation do. And you are running a special campaign in the lead up to Christmas.
Yes, we are. I guess Christmas is one of the most important appeal times for Starlight, where we need to raise much needed funds to help these sick kids. And our goal is to grant as many wishes as possible. We currently have 800 sick kids currently waiting for their Starlight wish. So this year we are asking people out there to help us grant those wishes for sick kids by donating to Starlight's Christmas appeal.
And sometimes these wishes can be simple, sometimes a bit more complex for you. No, just reading the story of a little three-year-old, Izzy, who suddenly was diagnosed with kidney cancer and needed urgent chemotherapy, and she had a wish for a fairy garden.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. And poor Izzy, being immunocompromised, wasn't able to visit public playgrounds like other kids. So her wish was for this fairy nature adventure playground in her own backyard. And it was something that we were able to deliver for her, something that she could really look forward to. She could watch it with her brothers as they built it. And now she has her own special place to enjoy for many years to come.
So you guys have got to get together all the tradespeople, plan something like that. It wouldn't actually be simple.
No, it really isn't. And it's really challenging because every single wish is whatever the child wants. So it's very much a beautiful journey where the child gets to craft and create what would be important to them. And we have travel wishes are probably one of our most popular wishes, where people, Gold Coast holidays, family holidays are some of the most popular. And obviously with COVID, that's been a real challenge. They can be really challenging to put together. Like you said, some could be more simple. Some could be gaming devices is incredibly popular. And also, obviously, meeting celebrities, which is a bit more challenging.
How do you go about that when you get a request?
Well, look, the beauty is we have an amazing wish-granting team. It's a very good job, and their job is to fulfil these amazing little kids' wishes. So it's about, you know, where we raise these funds that we can then invest and spend money to make these wishes come true quickly. They're through our incredible networks and the community that support us that we reach out to. And we're very blessed to be working with so many great corporate partners and suppliers who will help make these wishes come true.
Do kids still want to go to trips to Disneyland?
They do. Starlight doesn't go internationally. We stick to Australia. So the theme parks on the Gold Coast is probably the number one thing.
Yeah. And we're so lucky in this country to be blessed with so many wonderful destinations. So just to recap what you're doing in the lead up to Christmas, you've teamed up with Best and Less. So that's probably an easy way that people can donate.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The 185 stores, Best and Less have come on board with us this Christmas. They're really helping us out. So anyone, when you shop in store at Best and Less, speak to the besties at the counter, and they're taking donations. We've been really blown away with the support that we've had through the besties and their network. Their goal was to raise $100,000. They're already doubled that. So already helped grant 31 wishes, and it's not over yet. So we've still got till Christmas Day.
Okay, so there's a couple more days. You're after 823 wishes you'd love to grant. That's the waiting list, and you've already raised more than 200,000 through Best and Less, so we can go to Best and Less. And your website also, if people aren't near a Best and Less, they can go to your website?
Sure can, starlight.org.au, and they can donate there, and we can't do it without the support of the community, so a massive shout out to anyone who has supported us already this year or is looking to consider to do that. We really appreciate it.
That's a simple website, starlight.org. It's not .com, just remember .org.au. Great to talk to you, Matt. Good luck with the next couple of days.
Thanks so much for your support, Clinton.
Matt Geraghty from Starlight.